the question was asked, when we look at the miracles a prophet performs, does that tell us how great the prophet is? And I don't think so. I think that if we take a step back, this concept is discussed in the responsa of the Rashba. The Rashba, Rabbi Shimshon ben Aderet, Rabbi Shlomo ben Aderet, was the disciple of the Ramban, Nachmanides' disciple. Ramban was rabbi in Spain, and the Rashba was a student who became rabbi after him. Now, the Rashba says a few important concepts when it comes to miracles. We know when we have a triangle, so the hypotenuse is the long leg, right? Okay. Yeah. If you have
opposite the right angle.
Okay, very good. So I have a right angle. Yes, we're all on the same page so far. There's a marker. Okay. So if I have a right triangle, it doesn't matter if it's this long or this long or that long, this leg is going to be the hypotenuse, right? And the hypotenuse is always going to be longer than either of the two sides. Makes sense, right? So will God do a miracle and make the hypotenuse shorter? Says the Rashba, no. The Rashba says when Hashem does miracles, so Hashem does not do things like that. Like, let's make the hypotenuse shorter. Hashem does other miracles. Or Hashem will make something extend. What the Rashba is bothered by is, we discussed last week that just as in the scientific world, there are systems, there's an order. In the spiritual world, there's also systems and an order. And we discussed last week that you build up towards prophecy. Meaning it's not just, I want to be a prophet. God, please, can you give me prophecy? It doesn't work that way. You develop yourself to being a very, very perfect person, a very kind, caring, balanced, knowledgeable Torah person. And then you reach a point where you could get prophecy. Says the Rashba, you have 2 million people standing, leaving Egypt. They've just lived as slaves in Egypt. How do they all get prophecy? They work their way up. So the Rashba says that just as Hashem does a miracle and the sea can split and other things happen, there are miracles, but the miracles are within the realm of nature, within the potential of nature. That's why, for example, when Maimonides was challenged in his letter, the Yemenite epistle, they said to him in the Igeret Teiman, we figured out how the stars were set up on the hour of the splitting of the sea, and it was all because of the stars that the sea split. That's what they challenged the Rambam. So the Rambam first takes them apart astronomically. He says, you guys don't know your math. You're wrong in your equations of figuring out how the stars were set up at the splitting of the sea. And even if you were right, I don't care. The Rambam says, if Hashem made the miracle by setting up stars a certain way so that when the Jewish people walk in, the sea splits. And then when the Jewish people walk out, the sea comes crashing down on the Egyptians. It doesn't bother me if it's done through nature. On the contrary, Hashem does miracles through nature. That doesn't bother us. But coming back to here, says the Rashba, so within nature, there's a realm of phenomena that could happen. Hashem makes a phenomena happen that could happen, but to make a hypotenuse shorter than one of its legs, that's not a phenomena within nature. That doesn't happen. So Hashem's not going to do that as a miracle. So he says, being that every person could develop and could grow and could get prophecy, so Hashem made it that they got prophecy then. But it's not like making a hypotenuse shorter than one of the legs. Now coming back to our topic. So when a prophet is given a task, for example, Yechezkel, to bring back hundreds of people from the dead, that doesn't make Yechezkel a giant. It means at that time Hashem wanted that prophecy and Yechezkel merited to give over that prophecy. That does that tell us that Yechezkel is greater than other people? Well, on the contrary, Chazal say Yechezkel saw the same vision as Yeshaya, right? Yechezkel was the son of Buzi. Yechezkel was the son of Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah the prophet. Because Yirmiyahu was mocked, so they called him the son of the one who was mocked, Yechezkel ben Buzi. Yechezkel, the son of his father, was mocked. They tried to kill me, tried to assassinate him. Right? So Yechezkel was the son of Yirmiyahu. They were both Kohanim. Yirmiyahu came from the city of Anatot. That's in the Benjamin region, just near Beit El, Kochav Yaakov, right? Northeast of Jerusalem. So Chazal say Yechezkel and Yeshaya both saw the same vision. Yeshaya tells you the vision in approximately 8 to 10 verses. Yechezkel goes on and on and on telling you what he's seeing. Our sages say, what's it similar to? Two people enter the castle. One is a politician, he's always there. So then he comes out, you ask him, what'd you see? So he says, the king was there, he had his advisors there, he was sitting by the royal desk, and he was, whatever. He tells it to you in a few sentences. You get a person from a village who's never seen the castle, and he goes up to the castle. You ask him, what'd you see? So he says, you wouldn't believe it. I was standing far away. I could already smell the smells of the castle. And then as I approached from 2 miles away, I could see it towering over everything else. And as I approached the castle, I see all these guards on the outside. Now the guards, you know how they were dressed? Even their buttons on their coat were made of gold. And you couldn't see a single stain on their coat. And they had hats that were towering high. And every one of them had this long, shiny sword. And then when I passed those guards, I went in and there was a silk carpet, and he's describing the whole path all the way up to the king. He's going to go step by step by step because everything's impressive to him. The politician doesn't think to tell you about the guards. He doesn't think to tell you about the silk carpet he walked on. None of that, you know, he's used to being in the palace. So he's not going to tell you about that. The guy from the village, he's going to tell you all the details. Chazal say that's Yechezkel. Chazal say Yechezkel was the one from the village. Yeshayo was a prophet who was high up there. So when Yeshayo describes what he saw when God spoke to him, he says it in a few sentences and he's done. Yeshayo. Yechezkel, Chazal say, was not. Yechezkel was like a person who was a foreigner who suddenly walks into such visions. Yet did Yeshayo bring anyone back from the dead? I'm unaware of it. So that's not a gauge. I'm saying that how many people, how many miracles, that's going to be the proof of how great a person is? I don't think so. So that's...
Yirmiyahu says that he was hit because he feared, and Yeshayahu spoke one minor word and he was killed. Was Yechezkel, did he have any of those?
I'm unaware of that, but I don't think you gauge a person based on one thing.
Okay.
So...